sim and race driver show with me, Hugh Hattrick. This is our short update show because there's been so much news about motorsport and Formula One in particular. We thought we must give you an update, and we thought we'll go live and use the Podbean Live platform. So welcome to all our listeners and viewers who have been watching as well on YouTube. We'll do probably a short video as well a little bit later on. Now, if you haven't seen our video from yesterday, it was with, of course, the GT legend David Perrell, who gave a wonderful interview and went into such incredible insights as to what it's like to be a GT driver and also a top player on Gran Turismo Sport. You really must listen to that, especially if you're keen on sim racing or really just want to get an insight as to what a real racing driver's life is like, how he tackles a circuit. There's really so much in there. It was an absolute pleasure doing the show with him yesterday, and one that we recommend. Now, feel free to leave us a comment, whether it be here on Podbean, or you can send us an email at info@hughhattrick.com, and we will answer your questions there. And we've already had a few comments on our last show regarding hands devices and safety devices, so once we get another legend of motor racing, we'll be able to put that question to them. So let's get straight to the headlines. Now, the first major headline is, of course, the Formula W Series, which just released just yesterday that they are going to be accompanying the Formula One brigade, you could say, the incredible world of Formula One, for the last two races of the W Series season. So it is going to be at the United States Grand Prix and also the Mexican Grand Prix, which is kind of towards the end of the Grand Prix season. I'll get the dates here. It is the 24th of October in Austin, in Texas, and of course in Mexico, Mexico City, for the Grand Prix there. And for the last, that will be the last title, maybe perhaps the title decider, but that will be the last race for the Formula W Series. And it's really kind of grown. In fact, there were over 40 women who applied for the series. I know that our co-host, Andrew Dixon, is a big fan of the W Series. I wonder why. He was saying that, yep, it's all done and it's going to be pretty reasonable. Now, this, I'll give you the new drivers who are starting. This is the first one is from Norway. It's Ayla Agren. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. And she is from Norway. She's one of the first and sixth new entrants. Then we've got Abby Eaton. Now, she, of course, is the racing driver for the Grand Tour, driving all those incredible cars around the Grand Tour circuit. So she will be starting this year. So she is very, very good. It's very interesting to see how she gets on. Then it's off to Spain, and it's Belen Garcia. She is one of the next new entrants. Then there's Naria Marte, also from Spain. Then it's to Russia with Irina Sidakova. She's just 16 years of age, and she'll be in the W Series. And finally, Bruna Tomaselli from Brazil, who's 21, and she's the final new entrant into the W Series. And of course, Jamie Chadwick will head it off because she was the champion last year. And then it's going to be Bietz Visser from the Netherlands, who will be in second place. So will be, that she was the runner-up last year. But there's lots of other British drivers. We've got Alice Powell as well, which is pretty good. We've got Sarah Moore. We've got Jessica Hawkins. And we've also got participants from the USA as well, and Sabre Cook. So there's a real mixture. We've got people from Japan, from Liechtenstein, Spain, the UK, the Netherlands, Russia, Brazil. It's really quite a varied entrance. And I think last year, the series was pretty good. But I think this year they've got an awful lot more to show, certainly. And I think in terms of the tracks will be pretty good. Let's have a run through. It starts off in Russia, in St. Petersburg. And I don't think it was there last year, to be fair. Correct me if I'm wrong. Then it goes to Sweden in Anderstorp. And then to Monza on the 27th of June in Italy. That should be a cracker because it's a great circuit. Then it's to Germany, the Nürburgring, which it was there last year. Then on August, 23rd of August, it's Brands Hatch. And on the 5th of September, it's the Netherlands in Assen. And then, of course, it's USA and Mexico. So let us know your thoughts. Do you think Abby Eaton will defend her title? Sorry, Jamie Chadwick will defend the title successfully, or do you think other drivers will come in and give her a good challenge? It was certainly very, very close last year, so there's certainly a chance that I think it will be a pretty good season. Now, the other main news was that Saudi Arabia has unveiled a plan for a Formula One race. Now, it's been designed by as I scroll down here, by Alexander Wurz. He is a 45-year-old former Benetton, McLaren and Williams driver, and also the 2 times Le Mans winner, and he's currently the chairman of the Grand Prix Drivers Association. Now, it's been given the proper, like, Grand One, it's the, or the, what they call it, it's the top design awards. In other words, it can take Formula One and it can take MotoGP as well. So it's going to be, they reckon that it'll be ready for to host the race by 2023, although there hasn't been any comment from the Formula One Association or the FIA to say that actually a race has been signed or contracted for Saudi Arabia yet. But with the amount of races going up every year, I mean, for example, in this year's number of races, it's 22. So it's really quite something. Now, it's only the Spanish Grand Prix that doesn't have a contract to continue in 2021. So I'm sure they'll be redoing that this year. But it's certainly it's going to be pretty interesting, probably slightly controversial, as obviously there are a few human rights questions that are going across Saudi Arabia. But will it be a great race? Well, if it's been designed by Alex Wurz, perhaps it could well be. I haven't got any idea what the track looks like yet. But here we are. It's Grade 1 standard, so that means it is capable of hosting both F1 and MotoGP. And it's going to be quite a thing. It's going to be like, I think, what they have in Abu Dhabi, where you have, you know, Ferrari World. You've got the huge circuit there at Yas Marina. And, of course, it's like an adventure centre as well. You can do kind of race series and all sorts of kind of outdoor pursuits. So they're hoping to try and copy that with Saudi Arabia. And you kind of thought it was probably going to come because Formula One's doing quite a lot of deals in the Middle East and things like that. But it's certainly going to be interesting. I'm not so sure I like so many races. I think maybe it's too many races in the year. And we want to make sure that we keep it good, we keep the right kind of tracks and tracks that are going to be exciting and also have a great history. So we'll see what happens as to how that all works out. Now, Ferrari have signed Leclerc's brother, Arthur, to its young driver program. Now, he's just 19 years old, and so to be signed up by Ferrari, they obviously have a lot of confidence that he's going to be pretty good. And it's he's going to be one of the two new arrivals, along with 16-year-old Dino Beganovic of Sweden. I hope I pronounced that right. But certainly, it's going to be quite interesting. Similarly, Arthur Leclerc raced in Formula 4 in Germany last year, winning once, and is moving up to Formula Regional. So it's going to be interesting. Now, Ferrari sporting director Laurent Mickey said, "We have been scouting for more talented youngsters, and we are happy to announce that Arthur and Dino are joining us for what's going to be a very exciting season. Our focus will be on supporting them the best we can in their development as racing drivers and as young individuals as well." Well, of course, the Schumacher brothers, I think they were the last two to be in Formula One from the same family. So will it be eventually? Can you see Charles Leclerc and Arthur Leclerc, both driving perhaps for Ferrari or different teams, but both in Formula One at the same time? It's going to be interesting. Leclerc certainly showed that he could battle pretty well last year. Quite controversial move, especially with Max Verstappen, but I think there's a lot more for him, and I'm sure we'll see that this year. So those are the main two headlines. I know as well that the McLaren car, there was a big video with Lando Norris that you can see on YouTube, because he was releasing the dates for the McLaren Formula One car to be launched. So there'll be more details on YouTube regarding that. And of course, Mercedes are set to launch their cars as well, and it's going to be sent through live text and schedule. So let's have a little look to see when these cars are being launched. Now, we've got the Barcelona testing on Wednesday, the 19th of February. Now, anyone who's not been to the Barcelona testing circuit or basically seen the pre-season testing, it's a fantastic way to get to see the Formula One cars for a fraction of the price. When we used to go when it was in Jerez, and it was literally 10 euros for the whole day, and that got you right the way around the whole circuit, you know, you'd get close up to the action. I'm not sure of the exact price, to be fair, for what it is in Barcelona, but I don't believe it's any more, or certainly not a massive amount more. Perhaps someone might want to leave us a comment if you've been, or if you know what the price is, and you can let us know. But certainly, it's fantastic to see it. It's great fun. And before you know it, you know, you're getting to see all the brand new cars as they race out of the pits and do lots of laps and testing. And normally it's nice to get the sunny weather in Barcelona as well, because it's a bit better than being in drizzly Britain at the moment. It's rather grey and it's about 4 degrees where we are here in the southeast of Scotland. So what's coming up? Well, we have got Josh Martin, who is an esports driver, and he also does events for Formula One and for esports. He's going to be, I'm really looking forward to getting him on the show. That should be around about the 30th of January. That will be, we'll be doing it live. We'll be having the live stream on YouTube, and then we'll put it out for a podcast later on that day. But if you've got a particular person you'd like us to try and interview, or if you would like to come on the show as a guest, give us an email. You can simply email at info@hughhattrick.com, and we would love to have you on the show, especially if you're a Formula One addict or an enthusiast, because that's where all our hosts have come from. We're all motorsport enthusiasts and enjoy talking about Formula One. Now, let's see what we have here also in the Formula One updates and motorsport. Now, there was another quite funny quote here saying, "I won't crash with Vettel again," says Leclerc. Well, we'll see how long that lasts. Now, the collision in Brazil at the end of last season was, of course, one of the climax of the series and controversies between the two drivers as they fought for supremacy. Now, seemingly, they've put it behind them. Leclerc and Vettel are seemingly getting on okay, but I think there's going to be a lot more, because clearly Leclerc has challenged Vettel, and he needs to, you know, Vettel is not going to go easily. And you kind of wonder, though, if he doesn't do that well this year, if Vettel ends up behind Leclerc in the championship, will Vettel stay, or will Ferrari simply say, I think it's time? Because remember, they're paying a huge amount of money for both Vettel and Leclerc. So you've got to wonder, is it going to be viable to keep the two in the same team? Or will they send Vettel on his way and replace him with somebody a little bit cheaper? And certainly there's plenty of talent out there for, you know, hopefuls to get into Formula One. So it'll be interesting to see what will happen there. I have to say, I'm looking forward to the Formula One season. In fact, I can't wait for it to start on the 15th of March, which is going to be the first race in Australia. And I think it's going to be a great year. I think because there haven't been so many regulation changes, it's the last year before the major changes, and that's going to be pretty good. It should be pretty close. I certainly think that Verstappen and Red Bull were very close last year. They were getting closer and closer to Mercedes and to Ferrari. So I think this year could be really one of the best we've had in a while. And let's face it, last year was pretty good too. So I think if we can get good races, and I think there's every chance of that, we're going to be in for a good run. Now, there was also a story that Formula One is looking at doing two-stroke engines, or having two-stroke engines for the proposed engine changes that will come into effect round about 2025. Now, of course, there's been massive amounts of technological improvements, so it's not like having a lawnmower, which is a two-stroke engine. These engines, they reckon, would sound an awful lot better, could produce huge amounts of horsepower. And I think it was Pat Simmons, who's one of the designers for Formula One now, who's kind of taking the lead on engine design and where, what they want to do with Formula One in the future. And he was saying he reckons it's the way to go. They can put all sorts of technology with it, like hybrids and electrical power too. So it could be really quite an interesting idea. But let us know what you think. Do you think two-stroke engines should be in Formula One? It could be quite interesting. I mean, certainly, if they're any louder and sound better, I'm hoping for high revs. That's what we want, nice high revving, pleasing engine sounds. I think would bring back some of the show to Formula One. That's really the only thing I think that's missing, is that it's far too quiet and the engine sound isn't that great. But there you have it. What's going to happen? Well, you can let us know. What are your predictions? Who do you think will win the Formula One championship? Will Hamilton manage to equal Schumacher's incredible pace of 7 world titles? Could Hamilton do it next year? Well, it's his first chance too. We'll see what happens. But let us know in the comments as to what you think of the show and your comments on Formula One and motorsport. And we'll do our best to mention you in the show and also to answer your questions. But you've been listening to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show with me, Hugh Hattrick. But next week, we'll have Andrew Dixon or Andrew Marr, one of the two, will definitely be back. I will see you later. Take care, and remember our motto, drive fast and try not to crash.